Yeah, she gave me a hand that, she wasn't a hand then, it was just a small chicken. And I took care of when I raised her, you know, petted her, I had her so pet, tamed and everything.
Did you name her?
Name her Anna.
After Anna Massey? Macy?
No, Anna Macy, she wasn't nowhere around then, that was when I was a little girl.
Oh, okay.
And, she got grown, you know, and she sat, and she had them seven little bitties. And my brother had a big bunch of cows. And this little Jerry the cow, she got sick. And she wouldn't eat nothing, just poke around, you know, but you know she was sick. And one morning he come over there, and he was the one, he always wanted the cream of the crop.
And which brother was that?
That was the oldest one.
What's his
Mal?
Mal?
Mm-hmm. And Mal, he said, I want that old hen with them bees. And he says, I got a little helper out there, said, you can have her. See, you have to doctor up, but said, you can have her. And she told him, she said, Mal, that ain't mine. That belongs to Bert. So, well, she belongs to you, don't she? I never will forget that.
Oh, my goodness.
He got the hen and bees. And she told me, she said, Bert, I tell you what I do. She said, you let him have them, because you know how he is. And when he brings me the calf, we'll stop to the calf, and if we get him well, you can have her. Well, that kind of satisfied me, you know, pretty good then. And sure enough, we doctored that old cow, finally come up with she had hollow horn and hollow tail.
She had what?
Hollow horn and hollow tail.
What does that mean?
That tail gets hollow.
Yeah.
And the horn, you know, they're supposed to have some things in the horn, but hers is, I guess, dried up.
Okay.
And so we got her, he got some man up to come and cut them horns off. And the part that was left, we filled it up with rum tar and turpentine and
rum
all kinds of
tallow,
just made up a solution, you know. And we filled them horns with that stuff we made up, and then we tied it up.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing we put around it was a corn sack. Put the corn sack wrap and tied it real good, fixed it where it went because she couldn't get it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tail, they split it from the top to the bottom. Split that tail and cut a little piece of it off. And it was hollow. So we filled it up with something and then got us some material and wrapped it up. Just wrapped it. Well, in a few days, the old cow was beginning to improve. So it was. And she got grown. Finally, she started, but she was a good milk cow.
Did you name her?
Singy. Never will forget that.
Am I saying it right?
Singy.
Sing, like singing a song? Mm-hmm. Singy. Okay.
Singy. And we'd always have to turn them out, you know, to go to the woods with the feed. And she was a leader of the bunch. She didn't get very big. And my mama could get out on the back porch over here. And she'd call, singing. And my uncle sometimes would be close around because he lived across the creek. He'd say, oh, cow, look, when she first hollered, said she listens. Said she'll raise her head and listen. And so the next time she hears that holler, she strikes out, coming this way. And others will follow. Yeah.
Y'all had her trained pretty good.
Yeah, had her trained pretty good. She was just gentle as she could be.
Cows are like that.
Oh, yeah.
I love cows.
I do, too. Oh, I love. And I've always had cows here lately. I got to where I couldn't tend to them.
Did she have any babies?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord, and had the best milk. We'd have to get out there and go. We could sit out in a chair here and milk them.
Mm-hmm.
She would never move. Yeah.
So you feel like you got the better end of the deal with your brother, Mal?
I think so.
Did you get a big cow that gave milk for a long time?
We kept a tooth till she died.
Yeah.
Well, I'm always bad about doing that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I got an old brown one out, the only one I got. Old brown cow now. Hal said one day, he said, Mama, so why don't we carry a Dolly to the sale pen? I said, no, sir. Dolly won't be the first time, well, first one, and she ain't gonna be the last one to die on this hill and be buried.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I keep on.